All right, it's Evans. In studio with me this morning is Bobby Phipps. He's with the John Price Law Firm, and today we're talking about hit and run.
Yeah, I mean, hit and run in South Carolina, talking about, you know, automobile wrecks and somebody fleeing the scene of an accident. You know, typically they've got some reason why they don't want to stick around and hang out for law enforcement to show up. You know, either they're driving under the influence, or they're driving on a suspended license, or they may have an outstanding bench warrant, but for some reason they've left the scene. And a lot of people in those situations, you know, where their vehicle may be damaged and or they may be injured. If they're injured, maybe they can't work. Well, you know, the law does recognize that there is a remedy for those people. If you have liability coverage in South Carolina to drive around, you automatically have what is referred to as uninsured motorist coverage on your vehicle. It kicks in if an at-fault driver leaves the scene or if an at-fault driver does not have insurance coverage. Sometimes they find the at-fault driver, but oftentimes they don't. You've got to take some affirmative action if you're involved in a vehicle collision with somebody who leaves the scene. Number one, you've got to report it, you know, as soon as possible. Law says within a reasonable time frame. Kind of vague, but you really want to report it as soon as possible. Today, it's a lot easier to report these things, and sometimes, you know, back in the day, you had to go to a payphone and do all that, or get home and report it, but now everybody can report it and dial 911 on your cell phone. So it's a lot easier to report it. So the law would probably look at, you know, if you waited a week to report it, that's a little long. You know, the other thing you've got to do is if there's physical contact between the vehicles, obviously the best evidence is either paint exchange or dents or something along those lines. I mean, if you got witnesses, that's always great too. Mm-hmm. But you also have to make a reasonable effort to identify who it was that, you know, hit you and fled the scene. You can't just turn a blind eye and say, oh, somebody hit me, and then don't try to at least make some type of effort to identify them.
Right.
So you're not, so the law does recognize that you've got to take some affirmative actions to be able to protect yourself and to be able to bring an uninsured motorist claim. You know, and one of the other things that some people don't realize is a new case just came out as well, just within the last couple of weeks. I had a friend the other day who his car was damaged in a hit and run. Somebody totaled out his car that was sitting in his driveway. They came around the corner. He lives on a corner lot. They came around the corner, hit his car, and totaled his car. And his insurance company sort of gave him the runaround, and it took him about 6 months for them to finally decide they're going to total his car. Well, I said, you know, that's kind of bad. Sat your car for 6 months, but you can also get excess damages in that case, okay? Because it's a hit and run, and you know, one of the things that we help do is develop the proof of your damages in the case, and that's punitive damages in this case. And the insurance company, his insurance company, is responsible for the aggravating circumstances of that hit and run driver because the person left the scene, damaged his car. So we're looking into, you know, trying to recover more for him, because just on a property damage claim, you cannot get damages for having to go look for a new car or for being without your car for 6 months. But, you know, at John Price Law Firm, we certainly will help anybody in those types of situations. And in that situation, we don't charge any fee for an initial consultation or something we can help you with, and we'll be more than happy to.
So if somebody is involved in one of these things, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can give us a call at 843-552-6011 at John Price Law Firm. Also, 1-888-67-LEGAL. That is a toll-free number. It goes right to us. I'm in our Somerville office a good bit of time, and that's 843-832-6000.
All right. Well, make sure you give them a call.